Hi, everybody. Welcome to our program. This is English Digest, and today we're going to be talking about diamonds. That's a wonderful thing. And by the way, we should introduce ourselves first. My name is Tom.
And I'm Stephanie.
And, okay, so we've got the introductions out of the way. Mm-hmm. If you're regular listeners, of course, you know who we are. And today we're going to be talking about diamonds, which is a kind of precious stone, I guess, along with rubies and emeralds and sapphires and stuff like that. I notice you don't really have a diamond on your finger there, Stephanie. Are you not a fan of diamonds?
I have diamonds at home. I should not admit that on the radio,
Uh-oh.
I guess,
or you just on invited a recording. Some thieves to come over to your house.
Yeah.
But diamonds are usually a kind of jewelry that is expensive. And, of course, it's most often used in engagement rings and things like that. But I guess we have what is called a diamond dilemma here. If you're buying a diamond, it may not necessarily be coming from a legitimate source.
Uh-oh. Yeah, we found out that some people are suffering through the harvesting of diamonds, you could say. Diamonds, I think, are the world's most precious stone. Tom mentioned some others like rubies and emeralds and sapphires, but diamonds are sought after probably the most.
They're probably the most sought after, but I think you're wrong when you say they're the most precious stone out there. They're actually fairly common compared to emeralds, for example.
Well, I'm referring to the cost of diamonds.
Right, they're more expensive, but as we're going to find out, they aren't really deserving of that extra price. They're kind of artificially high.
Mm.
If you talk about actual rarity, there are other stones that are rarer than diamonds, but who cares? The girl wants the 1-carat diamond for her wedding, and she wants you to spend so much money on it. There really isn't much you can do about that.
Tom, you're behind the times. 1 carat isn't very big, dude.
All right. It was like 5'10" now or something.
You want 5 carats at least.
You got to have a rock on your finger that is so heavy that you can't even carry it.
Kind of a slang term we use. Let me see your rock. The rock on your hand, the rock on your finger. So let's go ahead and get started, guys. We're going to read through our lesson first.
Diamonds are forever, sang Dame Shirley Bassey in the James Bond film Diamonds Are Forever. The title references one of the world's oldest and most effective advertising slogans, De Beers's A Diamond Is Forever. However, the marketing campaign that De Beers used to make diamonds so popular conceals a sinister truth about these jewels. What is a diamond? Diamonds are precious stones and the hardest mineral on earth. They're almost always pure, with impurities serving only to give them color. A pure diamond is clear and colorless, though colored diamonds are equally valued for their beauty. Diamonds were rare stones until 1870, when huge diamond mines were found in South Africa. The companies that owned the mines realized diamonds would soon become common and thus worth a great deal less money, so they came up with a scheme. The first step was to create a company that controlled the world's diamond trade, De Beers. The second step was to make diamonds desirable and create a demand that only De Beers could supply at whatever price it chose. For this, they needed an advertising agency. N.W. Ayer, the agency they chose, had a brilliant idea. They decided to connect diamonds not to material wealth, but to romantic love. Diamonds thus became the ultimate gift to young women, especially in the form of engagement rings. N.W. Ayer used every trick in the book, celebrity endorsements, radio, television, and newspapers, all promoted diamonds. Soon, no marriage proposal was complete without a diamond. They created the slogan, "A Diamond Is Forever," in 1948, and the rest is history. Behind the sparkle of diamonds, however, lies something darker.
Okay, folks, let's talk about the diamond dilemma. First of all, what is a dilemma? Well, it's kind of like a tricky situation you get into and you have two or more choices, and the choices are all kind of bad. You don't want to choose any of them because none of them are very favorable. So it puts you in a hard situation. You're kind of between a rock and a hard place. You have to make a choice, but neither choice is good.
I have a dilemma sometimes.
Okay.
I try to be vegetarian most of the time, but one day somebody had an extra steak, and they were going to throw it away. And, you know, I don't like waste either.
You could have called me, Tom. I would
eat
it.
Well, it would have probably been spoiled by the time you got over to eat it. So I decided, I don't want to eat meat because I'm a vegetarian, but I don't like waste either. So what should I do? I was facing a dilemma there.
Yum.
And we do have a diamond dilemma here about diamonds. We'll talk about exactly what that dilemma is as our lesson continues. But the first paragraph here begins with a song called Diamonds Are Forever. That was the theme song to a James Bond film, 007 Diamonds Are Forever, starring Sean Connery and Jill St. John, if I'm not mistaken. And I do remember that song, Diamonds Are Forever, Forever, Forever. And I don't know the rest of the song. But in any case, yeah, that movie was about diamonds.
It sure was. It was kind of fun. I don't remember that one. Now, the title references one of the world's oldest and most effective advertising slogans. A slogan from an advertising company is a quick couple of lines or words that make you remember the person's product or the company's product. Nike had a very popular slogan for a while, just do it. You know, don't think about it, just go out there and do it. Well, when you talk about something referencing something else, we're using it as a verb here, not a noun. A lot of the students out there have written papers, like research papers, where they have to have their references listed at the end of the paper, where they got their information, what books they used, what internet sites they used. But here we're talking about the verb form of the word reference. If you reference something, you point to something, you talk about something. The title talks about one of the world's oldest and most effective advertising slogans. So we're pointing to one of these slogans right now. De Beers, a diamond is forever. If something's effective, it does what it should. It is very effective. It does what someone invented it to do, or somebody did a good job. They were effective. They got their goal. Advertising is when you promote a product.
I'm thinking of another reference to diamonds, too. Didn't Carol Channing sing the song, Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend? I think that was
but Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend. Yes.
Something like that.
And that's actually, I think, even more famous than
Diamonds
Are Forever.
Yeah, from a Broadway musical or something like that. I'm not sure which one.
Yeah.
But in any case, this slogan we're talking about here is probably the most well-known in the world. It's from De Beers.
Uh-huh.
And the slogan is, da-da-da-da, a diamond is forever. I guess that's true. Diamonds are pure carbon, carbon atoms bonded together. It's real strong. I don't think they're going to last forever. The universe eventually will expand and rip apart. Even diamonds will suffer. But still, as far as human beings are concerned, diamonds will last forever, as will a man's love for his dear woman.
Well, that's the hope, isn't it? Now, they have a marketing campaign at this company called De Beers, and they used it to make diamonds, but appear really popular. It kind of fooled the people because it concealed or hid a sinister truth about these jewels. Let's talk about what a marketing campaign is. Any kind of campaign is a series of activities that are intended to achieve some sort of objective or a goal. You can have a political campaign where all the actions are directed towards getting someone elected into public office. If it's a marketing campaign, all of the efforts that a company puts forth are supposed to help their product become more popular, more visible in the public eye, and get people to want to go and buy it.
Mm-hmm. This is a marketing campaign. I suppose it could also be considered an advertising campaign.
Uh-huh.
And they wanted to make diamonds become very popular, but it conceals a sinister truth about these jewels. To conceal means to hide something.
Mm-hmm.
For example, one time I tried to sneak sneak into a drive-in movie, and I was concealed in the back seat as a big pile of junk or something. I had a big black sheet over me so I could get in to see the movie free. Uh-oh. I don't know if people here are familiar with drive-in movies, but in the U.S., they're probably not so popular anymore, but you could actually drive your car to a place and watch a movie from the comfort of your car. And here, yes, indeed, it kind of hides or conceals this truth. It is a sinister truth. Sinister means bad, evil.
Yeah, it's kind of a fun word.
Or now, a sinister laugh. That's a sinister laugh.
Someone's up to no good. They're going to do something that's evil. Well, what is a diamond? Diamonds are precious stones and the hardest mineral on earth. They're very, very hard to break. Now, if something's precious, it's valuable. Could be valuable because it brings back good memories to someone. It doesn't have to cost a lot of money to be precious, really. Mm. Time with family for me is very precious because I don't get to see them very often. So when something's limited or hard to find, hard to get, or very expensive, it's considered precious, something you really want. It's of great value. You don't want to waste it or treat it carelessly.
That's exactly right. So they're precious stones, and there are lots of other precious stones, as I mentioned earlier, sapphires, diamonds, rubies, emeralds, etc. And they are the hardest mineral on earth, I guess, because of that carbon bonding there. And they are almost always pure, with impurities serving only to give them color. So yes, it's pure carbon bonded together, but inside there, sometimes you see these impurities, which are things that aren't pure. There are other substances in there that got in there somehow, and I guess that's how they value a diamond, like if they're flawed or not.
Uh-huh.
So if they have a lot of flaws, then we can say they have a lot of impurities in them.
You'll often hear a diamond broker, that's someone who sells diamonds, talk about the flaws in a diamond, and that reduces its value. Well, a pure diamond is clear and colorless. It has no color. You can see through it. Though there are colored diamonds out there. For a while, we were hearing about this really valuable yellow diamond that was really big. I don't want a yellow diamond. I want a white diamond. But they are equally valued if they have color. Now, diamonds were considered to be rare stones up until 1870. If something's rare, there's not very much of it found around you, maybe in the world. It's rare to have a bad bowl of beef noodle soup in Taiwan because it's always so good. So they were considered to be rare. It was hard to get your hands on them. But in 1870, things changed for the diamond industry. They found some huge diamond mines in South Africa. So if you have a mine, you go inside this kind of hole in the mountain and can dig and use different tools to get something out of there. It could be different kinds of minerals you're digging for. Could be coal, a coal mine. Here it's diamonds, and they found a lot of them in South Africa.
And we'll continue talking about those diamond mines in South Africa in just a second. But right now, it's time to take a time out and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hi everyone, my name's Jenny. 今天我们看的是第三单元。今天的主题呢是钻石。如果你有看过007的电影，还有一部电影里面呢，它有这句话，它的台词是 Diamonds are forever。这个意思就是我们现在翻成钻石恒久远。可是这句话怎么来的？它下面就有一句了 ，The title。References one of the world's oldest and most effective advertising slogans. 它的来源跟一家钻石公司叫做 De Beers 招牌的广告标语有关，因为它是引用来自他们的标语。这个动词啊 ，reference， 其实我们平常用这个字比较常拿来当名词用，比如说，哎，这个书是参考用的书 ，reference book。可是呢，在这里比较特别，因为它当动词，当动词的解释，它是表示引用，所以这个电影标题其实就引用了这家钻石公司他们的广告标语。 那这家公司呢，它其实很厉害，因为它让钻石成为每个女性都想要有的东西。那它今天文章就是要告诉大家里面邪恶的真相。接下来我们就来看第二段，第二段呢就要提了什么叫做钻石。当然钻石也是一种石头，可是它后面有一句哦，它说它的珍贵之处，也就是它几乎是纯净的，而且后面逗点说了 with impurities serving only to give them color。 这句话句型很重要，我们知道 with 介系词，介系词的 with 后面加一个受词，然后接着呢再加一个受词补语，这样的句型往往有表示附带的状况或者是解释当时的情形。那我们这边 with impurities 后面的 serving 是一个 ving， 也就是现在分词，当然它是受词补语，它是在补充说明前面这个 impurity 所谓的有杂质。这种句型要特别留意，像这句话就是表示说假如它带有杂质，这个杂质呢它其实是让钻石多了一个色彩。再来往下读，下面呢继续谈钻石为什么这样的珍贵。到了这个1870年，当时呢有大量的钻石矿在南非被发现，但是在那之前其实啊钻石它才是稀有的珍宝，之后就不是了。那我们要注意的是文法上在 until 1870这个数字的后面有个逗点，然后逗点接着写 when。 好， when 当然后面接着是一个子句，而这个子句啊其实是一个关系副词 when 引导的关系子句，修饰前面这个时间，也就是说在1870年到这时候为止，那这个时间点在后面呢就用 when 来取代。当然这里有逗点，所以它是一个非限定用法，要特别的留意。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue with our lesson where we left off. We were talking about diamonds and how they were rare stones up until 1870, which was quite some time ago. Down in South Africa there, they discovered some big diamond mines. And, you know, if you find a bunch of diamond mines or something, suddenly that means that there's going to be a big supply of those things.And the price is going to go down. And the companies that owned the mines or the diamond mines realized that diamonds would soon become common and thus worth a great deal less money. So they came up with a scheme. I guess if I were running a diamond company and I was used to making, what, $1 million a year or something like that in profits, and suddenly that was going to be cut in half, I would say, I need to do something about this because I want to keep my salary as high as it has been. So I would come up with some kind of scheme, which in this case is like a clever plan that involves different kinds of processes and stuff like that, but you do have a particular objective that you want to achieve, and you need to go through certain steps to achieve it. That is a scheme.
Well, Tom just mentioned that a scheme had different types of steps in the process. Well, here's the first step. The first step in their scheme was to create a company that controlled the world's diamond trade, and that company is called De Beers. Often when I'm on the web, especially if I'm looking at the newspaper Wall Street Journal, the Wall Street Journal is often accompanied by ads from De Beers. And I always love their ads. They're very romantic and they look very expensive. It's very fun to watch them. I hate most internet ads, but that one I'll watch.
They're very clever. Yeah.
So they created this company that controlled the world's diamond trade. They were in control, and that company is called De Beers, and they're from South Africa.
That does sound like a South African name there, De Beers. And the second step was to make diamonds desirable and create a demand that only De Beers could supply at whatever price it chose. So we got two steps here. First of all, create that company that can control the diamond trade, and then make diamonds desirable. Mm. If something is desirable, that means people desire it or they want it. Okay, so sometimes, of course, women want to look desirable to men, especially to rich men. They want to dress, you know, in nice clothes and stuff like that, have plastic surgery and stuff like that, so that they are desirable to the kinds of men they want to attract.
Well, they also had to create a demand. They wanted people saying, I must have these diamonds. They're going to change my life. So they wanted to create the demand that only they, their own company, De Beers, could supply at whatever price it chose. That's a lot of power in an industry or a trade.
Makes you wonder how many other companies are doing that, too.
Oh, it's smart marketing. Well, for this, they needed an advertising agency called NW Ayer or Ayer. This is the agency they chose, and the agency had some pretty smart, clever people. We call it an advertising agency. There are lots of people working at this particular company, but for some reason, in some different industries like advertising, it's usually called an advertising agency, not an advertising company or an advertising firm. It just means there are lots of people working together in a type of business. They chose this NW Ayer or Ayer, and they had a brilliant idea for De Beers.
Right. Agencies, I can only think of a travel agency and an advertising agency. So the particular advertising agency that they chose was called NW Ayer or Ayer, as you said. And they had this excellent, brilliant, really smart idea. They decided to connect diamonds not to material wealth, but to romantic love. So here we have connect to. You could also say associate with. In other words, they tried to make people think of diamonds in terms of love. Before that, I guess people thought that diamonds meant you were rich. If you had a lot of diamonds in a necklace or in a bracelet, that meant you were really rich. And that's still true, but they also wanted to create this association between diamonds and love. If you're in love with somebody and if you're getting married, a diamond should somehow be involved.
It's really smart because if they connect it to material wealth, then only the rich people will be in the market for diamonds. But they connected it with something we all understand, and that's love. So even if you're poor, you'd want to have a diamond for your girlfriend. It's really smart. So diamonds thus became the ultimate or the best gift for young women, especially when those diamonds came in the form of engagement rings. If you ask someone to marry you, often that proposal is accompanied by an engagement ring, which is usually just a diamond on a band of either white gold, yellow gold, or even platinum, which is very expensive. Now, NW Ayer or Ayer used every trick in the book. If you use every trick in the book, you do everything you can to accomplish your purpose, whatever your goal is. And it's a little tricky. You're trying to get something without having everybody understand exactly what you're doing. They use celebrity endorsements. A celebrity is someone who's famous in the public. And if you endorse something, you say, I use this, or I buy this product, and it's wonderful, and I know what I'm doing, so you should follow me and buy these things because you trust me.
Of course, they do that quite often here in advertising in Taiwan, celebrity endorsements. Here's the famous beautiful model promoting a kind of shampoo or something like that. So we all know what a celebrity endorsement is. And, of course, every once in a while you've got celebrity women announcing they're getting married. And, of course, they're more than happy to show off the huge diamond that their rich husband bought for them. So, of course, De Beers loves them very much for that. And so, yes, they created this idea that diamonds are associated with love, and soon no marriage proposal was complete without a diamond. You couldn't ask your girlfriend to marry you unless you pulled out a diamond and said, here, this is for you. What do you think? Although I understand that some people actually choose other stones. I actually know someone who has an emerald as her marriage ring.
Yeah.
But that's still pretty rare. Most of the times it's a diamond or else the wedding is off.
Well, if you're talking about a proposal of some kind, it's just a plan or suggestion that you've come up with. It could be a written one, a proposal at work for a new project that you have in mind. Here, of course, it's usually a guy asking a girl to marry him. Now, they created the slogan. Remember, slogans are cute little phrases that we use to tie into our company so that people remember us more easily. They came up with "A Diamond is Forever" back in 1948, and the rest is history. We'll often say the rest is history because we all know what happened after that. It's very well known, so we don't have to even go into what happened after their slogan appeared. Behind the sparkle of diamonds, however, lies something darker. If you talk about something having sparkle or sparkling, can either be a noun or a verb, just means when the light hits it, it really shines very brightly, and flashes of light seem to come off or reflect off what you have. I have silver earrings today, and if I'm in the sun and the light hits them, they sparkle. You can see flashes of light from my earrings.
That is so cool. And we'll talk about the dark side of the diamond trade in our next program, but until then, we're just going to have to say goodbye. But before we do that, we need to hear from our Chinese teacher once again.
我们继续下面继续看咯。谈到钻石，在1870年之前，它真的是稀有宝石，之后发现了大量的钻石矿，所以呢，钻石就好像不值钱了。可是其实不然，因为有一家很聪明的公司，就是 De Beers， 他们呢就想尽办法，来让钻石成为还是一样的稀有，一样的贵重。那我们来看看这里提到这一家公司，他们意识到说，钻石很快可能因为有了矿产的发现变得很普通，价格大跌。这里有一个 a great deal less money。 好，我们先想想看 a great deal， 这本来就代表大量的。我们如果要修饰一个不可数的名词，好，不管你讲时间也好，讲空间也好， a great deal of time， a great deal of traffic， 好，这些都是不可数的名词接在后头，可是 a great deal 它放在一个比较级的前面，这也是一个修饰语，就像我们讲 a lot much 可以修饰比较级一样，这个 a great deal 它也可以修饰比较级。那这后面的比较级是 less， 所以是少多了，要变成价钱低多了，价格大跌。好，我们再往下读下一段。下一段呢，就看看 De Beers 这一家公司怎么达到他所要的结果。那他有几个步骤，当然第一个步骤就是成立公司，第二个步骤呢，后面呢他就开始他要让大家觉得钻石是很稀有、很珍贵、很重要的东西，当然就要靠广告。所以说下面提到了，他们呢决定要让钻石和财富之外还有跟爱情扯上关系。好，注意到这边有一个重要的句型，他提到 not to material wealth but to romantic love， 这个 not a but to 的句型，当然前面的动词是 connect， 那 connect 后面加 to 是很自然的，而这里前后两个是一个平行句构，所以都看到介系词的 to。 好，那他这边说不是跟 material wealth 也就是财富物质来做连结，而是跟什么 to romantic love， 而是跟浪漫的爱情来做连结。这个我们常常在用 not A but B， 不是 A 而是 B。 接下来下面这一段我们再来看看这家公司他们用的广告可以说是使尽了各种的花招，Every trick in the book， 什么花招都想到了，可以用名人代言，可以广播，在电视，在报纸等等。那很快的呢，求婚就一定要有钻石才可以。往下看到一个 No marriage proposal was complete without a diamond。 好，当然这个 no 碰到without， 这种就有点像数学的负负得正，本来如果字面上就是婚姻是不完整的假如没有钻石的话，换句话说求婚要完整那必备钻石不可。
Thanks for joining us everyone， Come back for our next program because we're going to talk about the darker side of the diamond industry or the diamond trade, what's going on and how some people are suffering because we are mining diamonds. But you'll have to wait for a little while to hear what we say about that. Thanks for joining us, though, for English Digest. Come back again soon. For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. Goodbye.
Bye.